And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. We hope your day is well. Currently 77 degrees outside. We'll hit 90 by the lunch hour, reaching up to a high of around 97. And joining us right now this morning, as she does on the first Tuesday of every month at 10:10, we have Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And good morning, Lisa. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well, but it feels strange to be here this morning. It feels like a Monday.
Yes,
and a Tuesday
it
all
does.
Into one.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. That's for sure. Hopefully you had a good good Labor Day weekend, though.
I did. I had family in town, so we all had a really good time. The weather was beautiful, and we enjoyed our time together. But now we had a busy week at the chamber and only 4 days to get everything done.
Yeah, because this weekend is going to be super busy. Lots of things going on in Independence, and let's go ahead and get started with that. And in fact, starting today, running through the end of the week, is the 5th annual Southeast Kansas Pride Week.
That's right. They have lots of activities scheduled. They have virtual lunch and learns daily at noon on Facebook. They have panel discussions. They have events and activities out in the park. And so if you're interested in getting a schedule for that, go to their Facebook page at Project Q&A. It has all the information about their workshops and the family activities and events. They have lots of things that are planned. Some things have been changed due to the increase in COVID numbers, so they've made adjustments. And again, you can go to their Facebook page at Project Q&A for all of the details.
All right. And then, of course, if your business is looking for employees, well, the best way to go about that is to check out the Student Employment Job Fair that will be on Wednesday.
So we've had Laura in studio before, and we've talked about the Pirates at Work Student Employment Job Fair that is happening actually tomorrow from 4 to 6 in the ICC Fieldhouse. And I'm not sure if you can still register, but on the off chance that you can, I'm going to speak this on the radio, and you can give them a call. You can call Laura Allison's office directly at 332-5411. And see if possibly you might be able to still participate in that job fair. It's a great way to get some students into the workplace, give them some exposure and some job skills that they will find beneficial and able to list on resumes in the future. But also it helps us. I'm going to be there in hopes that I can find a student that might want to come and work at the chamber office and help us with some social media. So I think it's a win-win for everybody. But if you're interested in that, give her a call and see if there's still time to get registered. Call Laura Allison. She is the Director of Financial Aid at Independence Community College, 332-5411.
And the best part about that for the business is they're not out any money, because the salary is paid by the school, not by the business,
yes,
correct?
Yes, the Federal Student Work Program pays for those wages, so absolutely. It is it's no cost to the employer. Definitely a win.
Absolutely. Also, be sure to enjoy Blues and Barbecue every Wednesday at Dickie's Barbecue Pit.
That's right. I wanted to just talk about some things regarding downtown and all of our restaurants and music that's being provided. So I always mention Blues and Barbecue at Dickie's Barbecue Pit every Wednesday evening, 6:30 to 9. And this week, Cody Johnson will be performing. And when I got to thinking about it, I thought, wow, Independence has a lot to offer when it comes to restaurants and music. So at Dickie's on Wednesdays, you get Blues and Barbecue. Then Skip Cooking on Thursdays, and you can have the pizza special or anything else at Brothers Railroad Inn and listen to the music of John Hamlin. He is an acoustic guitarist, crazy talented, and it's always nice to go and enjoy his music on Thursday evenings at Brothers. And then Indie Brew Works on Saturday the 25th, Tracy and the Time Travelers will be performing that evening. And so what's fun about that is you can actually go to any restaurant in town, get food, and bring it to the brewery and enjoy a meal and enjoy some great music as you're listening to the band play. And many times there's music at Uncle Jack's. So I just want to remind everyone that we have some really good restaurants in town, and they are making investments in providing more than just great food. They're providing entertainment. So put it on your calendar for something fun to do.
Yeah, my girlfriend and I did that. We went and got some food in Indy, and then we went over to Indy Brew Works, and it was game night that night. So they had the games out. We brought the food with us, and we had a couple of drinks, and we're playing games. Just had a good old time.
I know.
We're playing some dominoes. So, all right.
I love dominoes. Yeah,
oh,
game night,
yes.
Trivia night. There's always something fun. They had beer yoga at the brewery this past weekend. So, yeah.
It's always a lot of fun over there. And then, of course, like you said, this week, you guys have a very, very busy week for, again, the chamber and the community.
That's right. I'm just going to tell you everything that's happening in the next few days. So we have the Gold Wing Road Riders Association coming into Independence Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There will be approximately 100 motorcyclists that are spending those 3 days in our community. And we've been working with them for over a year. They were supposed to be here in 2020, but got canceled due to COVID. And so they rescheduled for 2021. And actually, we just found out that they're coming back in 2022 as well. So we get to host that conference for 2 years. And we're excited to showcase our community while they're here. We're going to coordinate and facilitate a night parade for them. So they will be getting on their cycles about 7:30 on Friday evening. And we have a police escort, and we'll be taking them around through town. And they'll be seeing the downtown area, the park and zoo. They'll be going by some of our historic sites. So if you want to check that out, I think it's going to be really cool to see them all lit up. They have lots of lights, and you know, their motorcycles are pretty fancy. So it will be fun to watch them ride around downtown. And then we're organizing a scavenger hunt for them as well, so that we can get them to some of our historic sites, into some of our stores and restaurants in the community. Again, just to give them a flavor of where they're having their conference. So I'm sure you're going to see lots of them. They have they usually wear vests that have lots of patches on them that will designate who they are, and they're probably not going to be walking. They're going to be on their motorcycles, so you'll know them when you see them. And again, we're excited to host the Gold Wing Road Riders Association's regional conference this week. And then we have Leadership Independence starting this week as well. And we're very excited that we have 18 class participants this year. And the first session is called A Taste of Independence. And what that means is we will have a local historian that will be giving them a bus tour, telling them all about the history of Independence. And then we will be providing a dinner, which is not being catered by one restaurant. It's being catered by about 8 different restaurants.
Wow.
So that they can have literally a taste of Independence. So they have 8 sessions, and those sessions include an opportunity to learn more about their community and expand their leadership skills. And so we're always excited when we're able to extend that program to our community. And on top of that, we started the Leadership Refresh, which is the alumni organization. So that's very exciting as well, because that will be another engaged group of leaders in our community making a difference civically. So we're excited about that.
All right. And then, of course, happening this weekend as well is the 14th annual Can-Okla 100-mile highway sale.
Yeah, so that starts on Friday. Those some of the things I just visited about were Thursdays and Fridays events, and the 14th annual Can-Okla 100-mile highway sale does start on Friday, but we have a packed day on Saturday. So the sale will be a Friday-Saturday sale, and the Chamber's garage sale maps will be available Thursday late afternoon at Egbert's, Jumpstart, Casey's, Annie Mae's, Mikey's, Flea's Antiques, Hager's Market, the Chamber Office, the Reporter, and City Hall. And we are already having people come into the office wanting to know if the sale maps are ready. And they're not, because the cutoff was Friday and we had a holiday on Monday. And so we picked all the permits up this morning, and then we will be plotting them on the map with the help of Ann Miller from Montgomery County, and she's going to be helping us with that map. And it takes a while. We have 100 sales, and so to be able to get all of those listed and plotted and put on the map and get them printed, we print about 1,500. It's going to take us every bit of today and tomorrow, and probably Thursday. The copy machine's going to get a workout. So bear with us as we put that together. And again, it's an opportunity to make a 100-mile trek through Kansas and Oklahoma. And it also, in Independence, is the citywide garage sales. So we're excited about that. And Saturday morning, if you need to get your nourishment before you head out on the garage sale circuit, the Optimist Club is having their annual pancake breakfast, and that's Saturday from 7 to 11 at the Wesley Center, 111 East Maple. And for a $5 donation, you get all-you-can-eat pancakes. They'll add in a few sausage and some juice and milk, and makes for a great breakfast. But more than that, the money goes to support the youth of our community. So that's important. Every bit of the money that the Optimist Club raises gets pushed right back out into local programming that helps the youth of our community. So we just hope that everybody comes out and enjoy some pancakes with us.
Absolutely. And also the Memorial Fun Run happening also on Saturday. Part of the ton of events happening in Indy.
That's right. So eat your pancakes and you can go run them off at the Yana Julian Memorial Fun Run. It's too late to get a t-shirt, but it is not too late to register and join the fun and the gathering to honor Yana Julian. It will be Saturday, September the 11th, as you mentioned. 9 o'clock is what time the race will start, and you can register at yanastrong.webs.com. Yana was an amazing person. She contributed to our community, made a difference in the lives of others, lost a battle to cancer, but her memory lives on as her family continues to champion the Memorial Fun Run in her honor. And it's always a great day to see so many people out walking and running in memory of the beautiful Yana Julian.
Absolutely. And then at 10:30, the Darkness to Light 9/11 20th Anniversary Memorial Concert.
Right. And another reason to have a memorial is to remember and not forget the events of 9/11. It is the 20th anniversary. And so Dr. Larry Markevich from Independence Community College has put together a band, and they will be performing at Patio 210, and that's 210 West Main, at 10:30 in the morning. It will start with taps at 10:28, and then the concert will begin. It's going to be a very moving and beautiful concert, and we're going to be putting out some chairs. However, we expect a large crowd, and so we encourage everyone to bring your lawn chairs and set them up in that area on Patio 210, or maybe even out on the sidewalk if it starts to get full. You'll still be able to listen to the beautiful music. So the community is invited to attend that this Saturday at 10:30 in the morning at Patio 210.
Forgot to turn my mic back on. Independence Community College, they kick off their season this Saturday at Schultes Stadium.
That's right. So this is their first home game. They'll be taking on McDougal Technical Institute. The game's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so you can still do the rummage sales, get your pancakes, do the Yana run, enjoy the concert, and then head out to Schultes Stadium at 1 o'clock and cheer the Pirates on. Go home, rest up, because Saturday night at 7 o'clock is the Meadowlark Lounge. And if you know anything about Meadowlark Lounge, it is patterned after Nashville's Bluebird Cafe. And this is a ticketed event, so tickets are $20, and that includes appetizers and refreshments. And the entertainment that will be provided will be area singers and songwriters, some of the best from around these parts. And it's a benefit for the museum, too. So the monies raised will be helping to support the museum. You can call the museum at 331-3515 to reserve your ticket. And they've been having good crowds at the last two events. Lots of really good, talented entertainment. And that's at 7 o'clock this Saturday.
All right. So, again, that's going to be a good thing. Also, just want to remind everybody, tomorrow we'll be giving away a pair of passes to the Meadowlark Lounge, so that'll be a lot of fun. Coming up is the Independence Farmers and Makers Market, still on Saturday and Thursday afternoons.
It is. It is. So that's on Saturday as well from 7 to 11, and then Thursday afternoons from 3 to 7. They did extend those dates. Originally, the market was supposed to wrap up the end of August, but the vendors and the farmers decided they wanted to extend Saturday offerings. So we are doing that through the month of September, and I think to the first weekend in October. But right now, we know that it's going to go on through September. And actually, on Saturday, on the 100 Mile Highway sale, there will be a few garage sale vendors at the farmers market, because that's a community site for people that maybe live out in the country or don't want to have a sale at their house. The community site is on that property as well. So we're expecting a big crowd at the Independence Farmers and Makers Market this weekend. Again, that's Saturday from 7 to 11, and then every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 7.
Well, also, just kind of want to remind everybody that, of course, if you have bulky waste to get rid of, there's also the recycling is going on still every Tuesday.
Yeah, so I wanted to mention a few things about recycling. I wanted to remind you that you can bring your bulky waste items to the sanitation yard every Tuesday from 8 to 2 and every Thursday from 8 to 2. And then on Tuesdays from 11 to 1, you can bring your recycling. And when we're talking about recycling, I wanted to mention something about the plastics. So we always have asked you to put your paper in a separate bag and your glass in a separate bag, aluminum and steel cans, separate those out. But when it comes to plastics, it can be a little tricky. There are two kinds of plastics that they will take, number ones and number twos. But we need them in three different bags, and here's why. Number ones are clear bottles like your water bottles and maybe your peanut butter jars. Those are clear plastics, and they go in one. But number twos are actually, they can be cloudy and they can be solid. So the cloudy ones need to go in a separate sack. That would be like your milk jugs and your vinegar jugs. And then the other number two are solid colored jugs, like your detergent jugs or the white bleach jugs. Those need to go in a separate one. So clear and then cloudy and then solid is how they need to be divided. All the other plastics they do not accept. So unfortunately, those can just go right back into your trash. We hate it, but our source does not take any of those plastics except ones and twos. And I might also mention that beginning October the 2nd, that is a Saturday, the city's brush dump will be open to all of us on the first Saturday of every month from 8 to noon. So as we're cleaning up our limbs and our brush and things like that, we can put them in the back of a truck and take them out to the brush dump and get rid of those free of charge.
And with the weather still being so nice, there's plenty of fun things to do at the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo.
Yes, so it's, you know, it's beautiful weather. It was nice yesterday, and you know, hopefully the weather is cooling up. So on Saturdays and Sundays, I just want to remind everyone that from 1 to 5, you can still ride the train and the carousel and play miniature golf. And they are having glow golf on the fourth Friday of every month. So the next one will be Friday, September the 24th. That'll start around 8:30 because it's getting darker earlier. Glow golf tickets are just $5. So that's something fun to put on your calendar. And I want to give a shout out to those who volunteered to run the rides this Labor Day weekend. Originally, the city had made a post that due to staffing shortages, they weren't going to be able to run the rides. And in typical Independence fashion, volunteers rallied to the support of the city and Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo. And there were volunteers out there running the train and the carousel and miniature golf this weekend so that everyone could enjoy that. And I, in fact, drove by and the train was full of kiddos going around the track. So lots of people were out enjoying that.
All right. And also just kind of a basically a shout out last week or last month to the Veterans Roundup that happened. That was a huge success.
That's right. So the veterans have really been working to help other veterans with claim filing and assistance in that area. And on Thursdays, the third Thursday of every month at the VFW Post 1186, they have someone there to help veterans with their claims filing assistance. And so the next one will be Thursday, September the 16th from 9 to 3. And as you mentioned, I just wanted to give a huge shout out to the veterans who organized the Veterans Roundup. This would have been put on by VFW Post 1186. Loyal and dedicated veterans were there for 3 days, and they reported that they helped over 400 veterans get signed up for benefits. And many of these veterans drove hours and many miles, stayed in the hotels to participate in this roundup. So we're very thankful to them. We're thankful for their service. And I want to remind everyone again that every third Thursday at the VFW Post 1186 at 113 East Myrtle, if you are a veteran or you know of a veteran or you are a widow of a veteran and you want to sign up for benefits, you need to go to the claims filing assistance.
And of course, on the 18th, the ICC Pirates still playing their next game against Fort Scott, and that will be at 7 p.m. that evening. But also on the 24th will be the MAC Golf Tournament.
That's right. So I think there's still openings to play in the Montgomery County Action Council's golf tournament. So if you're interested in that, you can go to their website or their Facebook page. And I know that they have links to sign up to play in that golf tournament. And that would be Friday, September the 24th. And that evening, I just want to also mention, as you're marking things on your calendar, that Independence High School has homecoming that night. They're going to be taking on Coffeyville, so that'll be a fun game. And then that day, that morning, there are a couple of other, there are a couple of other things that are happening. That morning, bright and early, will be the Flat Rock Ultra Trail Marathon out at Elk City State Park. And this consists of a 25K and a 50K. I can't even imagine running that far. Much
1K
less
is almost too much for me.
Isn't that the truth? And on top of that, they're not on a hard surface. They are trail running doing all of this. So these people are ultra athletes. This is called adventure tourism, actually. And so we're really excited to have them come to our community. They come every year. They run sometimes even in January. They run a winter event. But they're going to be combining all of their events in 2022, and they're going to have one running festival in Independence instead of running a couple different times a year. So they will run a 25K race, then they will start a 50K race, and then they will run a 100K race. And I mean, you won't be running all of them. When I say run, I mean facilitating them,
right,
not participating in them. But there will be individuals that participate in that 100K, and it takes about 10 to 15 hours to run that. So these are healthy machines that are out there running that far. But anyway,
that's not me, that's for sure.
Yeah, not me.
If I do
either.
Half a K, I'm good. So
yeah. So anyway, I just want to let people know that we're going to have a lot of people from outside of the state coming into the community for the Flat Rock Ultra Trail Run at Elk City State Park on Saturday the 25th. And then that night will be Movie Under the Stars. It's our last one, and it will be out in the park on the Oval, just like we had it a few weekends ago. And we'll be featuring Warner Brothers' Tom and Jerry. It's being sponsored by Enbridge and Remington Ranch. And the pre-show activities will start at 6:30, and we'll have free train and carousel rides courtesy of our Young Professionals of Independence. They're going to be passing out free popsicles as well, and we have some other activities planned. And then the movie will start at 7:30, so grab a blanket, grab some lawn chairs, grab your kids, grab your grandkids, and just head out to the park. I think Impact Church is going to be there giving out drinks and snacks. So it'll be a fun night, plus it's the last one. So if you want to take advantage of that, mark your calendar for Saturday, September 25th.
All right, and one of the last things we're going to look at is the Little House on the Prairie Museum is still open.
Yeah, so I just want to mention that because now it's not so blistering hot. It's a great time to go out to the prairie and enjoy that. Admission is only $5 for adults and $3 for kids. They're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, Sunday, 1 to 5. They have the replica log cabin, the schoolhouse, post office, a really nice gift store. You can even feed the animals. They have mules and miniature donkeys and miniature ponies. As the weather is getting cooler, we would encourage everyone to maybe get some food at a restaurant or pack a picnic lunch and just make a day of it out on the prairie. Lots of open green space with picnic tables. So check that out. If you need more information, you can give them a call at 289-4238.
All right. So that's what's going on in and around Indy. And Lisa, if anybody has any questions about these events that you talked about today, or maybe they have a business and they would like to join the chamber, how can they do that?
So you can, if you have some events that you want us to talk about, you can give me a call at the chamber office at 331-1890. You can like our Facebook page at Get Independence, and you'll see lots of information about the events, more details about the events and activities happening. You can go to our website at indkschamber.org. Many of the flyers that have detailed information about the events that we talked about this morning are listed on there. And we encourage and welcome any business that might like to join the Chamber of Commerce. It's a membership organization that works hard to support our small businesses, large businesses, industry, and improve the quality of life in our community so that people want to live and work and raise their families in our community. So if you're interested in that, again, you can give me a call at the chamber at 331-1890.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday at 8:10.
I'll be back. Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll restart Open Line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning.